Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
We're
now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Hornet. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. You can visit us for all of your branding and publishing needs at WealthySistersMedia.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersMedia.com. Oh, we are so excited to announce one of our new partners, actually two of our new partners. The first is Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. I mean, 24/7, you can do this. You know what? With our special celebration and our anniversary, you can get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. Make sure you put that Wealthy Sisters in there so that you can get that free gift there. That's a 30-day free trial and a free book at Audible Post, that's Audible podcast.com/wealthysisters, S-I-S-T-A-S. And we also are so thrilled to celebrate and just really welcome our new platinum sponsor, DEarth.com. You're going to be hearing a lot from them throughout the year. You know, you probably heard the interview I did with the owner, the CEO, A.D. Dawson. You probably heard him on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Well, we are proud to announce that he is one of our sponsors, DEarth is, and I'm telling you, we are so excited. We're going to do the full body cleanse together. I talked about that on that interview. It was a spectacular cleanse. I mean, it cleanses everything, every part of your body, not just your colon, but all of your filtering systems, that like liver and kidneys. I'm telling you, this will give you more life than you ever imagined. If you're 50, you'll feel like you're 40 when you take this. I'm telling you. So we're excited. We're going to start that around July 13th. We'll let you know, put the post out about that. You can go to deurge.com right now, check out their website. And if you want to get a jump on some orders, put in Wealthy Sisters for the promo code, and you'll get a special discount there as well. So thank you to our proud sponsors. Now, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we are serious about connecting business with people, stories, and music. And our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide you that dynamic listener with inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and your life right now for that positive impact. And second, we absolutely must make sure that we edify, promote, and acknowledge and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, and we are broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And as I mentioned to you, we are celebrating 5 years this month. Can you believe it? I know that does deserve a round of applause. 5 years here on the radio, and we owe it all to you. We know we could not have been here, and I'm so full and filled with gratitude. I just can't say thank you enough for all of your comments, all of your taking the time to even listen to what we have to share. We thank you that you find value in what we offer to you each and every week. And there's a lot more exciting things coming. So, you know, again, we're here every week at our new time. That's right, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. And, you know, so much going on. We're excited about the Winter Summit Conference that's coming up next year, March 27th, 28th. Everything is out now. You can register early, get the early registration. We've got payment plans for that. But one of the great things we want to talk about is that we are nominating. This is the nomination period. If you know a businesswoman that you want to nominate for the award of Wealthy Sisters Media Group Businesswoman of the Year, I mean, that woman that is that's representing, she's full-time in the business, she hasn't given up, she's making strides, she's doing her thing. If you know that woman, I want to encourage you to go to WealthySistersRadio.com and click on the post there for nominate the Businesswoman of the Year. You could just go right on the homepage and you'll see the post there. Nominate the Businesswoman of the Year. Definitely want to do that as well. Also, you know, we've got that promotion going on for the free commercial. So, like I said, we got a lot of exciting stuff for you here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. And if you haven't already, we've got so many people that have been taking advantage of it. I want to congratulate Ms. Fonda as well and Sharon. They're out of Texas there. They were the two winners of Brewer Williams, and we definitely want to correct that. We made an error and mentioned another name, but it's Fonda Brewer Williams. We want to celebrate her and congratulate her on winning that free commercial, and also Cheryl Proctor as well. So definitely you want to make sure that you find out how you can do that commercial. Is real simple. How you can absolutely have an opportunity to win, all you got to do is three simple things. Just join us on Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and follow us on Twitter at Wealthy Sisters and join our mailing list at WealthySistersRadio.com. Just three simple things, and you too, your name could go in the drawing for a free commercial. Well, it is that time of the show, the business question of the week, and I tell you, this has been a great, great subject. I mean, I tell you, we've been getting so many emails and phone calls, and if you're just tuning in and you haven't realized or hadn't heard about the business question of the week, you've got a question you want to ask us. I've been in business over 25 years. If I don't know it, you know I'm going to do what I do every week, bring you an expert, find out, research, get the best information for you. So all you need to do is to submit your business question and send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com. That's family@wealthysistersradio.com. Or you can also call our hotline at 800-917-9435, extension 808. That's 800-917-9435, extension 808. How about that? And just send us your business question. And you can give us a shout-out, too. Take the time to give us an anniversary celebration shout-out on that line again as well, 800-917-9435, extension 808. So real quickly, here our business question of the week comes all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, from Madison. And Madison says that she's in sales and she's really building her business and she's having to really learn more about processes and how to actually get into those decision makers. And did I have a book or any type of program I suggest? I tell you what, I do have a book that I would suggest. I would encourage you to go look these individuals up. They do have programs that you can take. Primarily, most of the time, the corporation will hire them and have them come in and do the sales training, but they do have materials. You want to get this book. If you haven't heard about this book, I'm telling you the process. I went through this. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal system called SOAR, S-O-O-S-O-A-R, Selling. That's SOAR Selling, How to Get Through to Almost Anyone, the Proven Method for Reaching Decision Makers. And I'm telling you, it absolutely works. The name of the authors are David and Marnell Hibbard, H-I-B-B-A-R-D. It's called SOAR Selling. And you want to learn more about them, go to their website at www.soarselling.com. That's soarselling.com. Well, I tell you, that is incredible information there. We are here with our extraordinary guest. There's a lot of stuff happening here on Wealthy Sisters Radio today, and I am just thrilled to have our guest. She's not a stranger. She's a part of the family here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, none other than Miss Cornelia Shipley. She is an author, going to talk about her new book that's out, and she's an executive coach, so she can really tell you how you can really create the life of your dreams. So when we come back from this short break, we will bring on our very special guest today, Miss Cornelia Shipley. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
We are live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, celebrating 5 years this month. Can you believe it? 5 years, it's our anniversary, y'all. Hey, let's celebrate. You have your champagne glass out. We certainly do. We're so excited and, like I said, just so grateful to you for helping us here just to spread the word, to share great information. And today's show is not going to be any different with our very special guest, Miss Cornelia Shipley. Cornelia, welcome again, my sister, to Wealthy Sisters Radio, and thank you for helping us to celebrate our 5th anniversary. How are you today?
I am fabulous. First of all, let me just say congratulations to you on your 5th anniversary. As you well know, there are so many businesses and so many organizations who don't make it to the 5-year mark. And so this really is worth you taking the time to really celebrate. And I'm so proud of you for spending this entire month celebrating this really significant milestone for yourself. So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, and it is so funny you should mention that. Last night I was interviewed on Howard University's WHUR's radio. It's the R&B adult radio station, one of the main stations here in the market, and the Harold Fisher, the Daily Drum, and the subject was workaholic. And I didn't realize that when they invited me, I thought there were going to be other guests that were workaholics, but I was the one.
Oh, that is
and fun. Then the psychologist was there. And it was such a great time, a great interview. I have the posted interview on my website. But to your point, I talked about how, you know, I am a recovering workaholic. And in my recovery, I realized that there's so much time, seriously, Cornelia, so many things that I should have paused to celebrate, and I would just blur by because I'm on to the next goal. I got to get to that goal. And, you know, just now it means a lot for me to pause and to say, wow, 5 years, to recognize that and to be in the moment. So thank you so much for stating that and reminding me of, you know, how important it is to celebrate every moment that you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's funny that you were talking about being a workaholic, because one of the things I talk about with people all the time is there's a difference between being busy, being productive, and being effective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the reasons that so many businesses don't make it to the 5-year mark is because they're busy being busy. They're not busy being productive. Right? And they're not really, really being effective at the work that they're trying to do. And so for all of that, my hat is off to you and congratulations.
Thank you so much. So, you know, it's a lot going on here this month and on our show today. We've added a number of things to our platform and in our commitment to provide resourceful information. You know, that's our mission here on Wealthy Sisters Radio and for my entire company, Wealthy Sisters Media Group. And we've got featured correspondents. Today's hot topics is from our featured attorney. She is our intellectual brand property expert, Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant. We'll be talking with her briefly today, her segment. And then Stacy Price, who is our marketing correspondent, inbound and outbound, and she has some phenomenal information. So, you know, it's just a great time here on our show, and to have you, you know, just add to that. So what I want to do is just kind of just, you know, I know maybe some of our audience have not had the opportunity to listen to some of the other interviews. Just like to take some time to for you to share briefly your history, how you got started on your journey, and, you know, where you grew up and all of that. Because, you know, girl, we nosy over here. We like to know. We like to be able to identify and associate.
Right. Well, I am from Detroit, Michigan originally, and currently live in Metro Atlanta, Georgia. So what do they say? I'm becoming a Georgia peach, right?
You know, I love you, girl, but you got to be born into that. You got to be born into the Georgia peach thing. But I'll let you be christened. I'll let you go.
I appreciate it.
After you do a couple of summers, you can be a Georgia peach.
Well, does five count, Deborah? Does five count?
Yes, that counts, girl. That qualifies. You can do the humidity.
Okay. So I've been in Georgia now since the end of 2009. In 2006, I actually started my business, 3C Consulting, which is a leadership development firm. We really focus on executive development and executive coaching, as well as strategic planning for organizations. And I really, really love what I do. And I got to the point in my life in 2012. I'll tell you about that in a second. So by way of background, because you said you wanted to be nosy, girl.
Girl.
By way of background, I grew up in Detroit. I worked for three very large corporations before I became a recovering corporate person and started my business in 06. I worked in consumer goods for most of my career in sales and sales training and development, and then I also worked in human resources. And my last job, I was an HR leader for a manufacturing facility for one of the large consumer goods companies in New Mexico. And so I've lived all over. I lived in Australia for a while. I've lived in three of the four time zones in the United States. And so I've had an opportunity, fortunately, to really get a sense of the U.S. culture as well as the life of those down under. But, in 2012, I had some significant things happen to me. Within the span of a week and a half, I got married, and my mother passed away.
I remember.
And so, so at the end of the day, where that left me was really recognizing and in some ways really celebrating the fact that I had done the work back in 2006 to create a life that worked for me. Because it meant in 2012, when I lost my mother, I could do the things I needed to do and not have my work or my personal life be significantly negatively impacted. Now, my mother was my best friend, and I miss her dearly every day. But I get that there are times when, you know, people lose people or some other tragic event happens, and in the case of the loss of a person, most corporations give you 3 days for funeral leave, right?
Right.
And in my case, you know, I was offered for almost a month. I worked, I think, six days that month, that my mother passed away. And so my income wasn't negatively impacted. And I was still able to do what I needed to do to be with my family and to grieve so that I could be present for the balance of the work that I do. And it prompted me. I knew I was going to write the book, but I knew going through that time that it was time for me to share not only my story, which I do briefly in the book, but more importantly, how did I get to the place where when she died, I only had to work 6 days.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that does take us right into the topic of the show today. I mean, can you really design or create the life of your dream? And, you know, there it's a couple of key things, which is why I really wanted you to talk about your background, and I knew that would be a great segue into your book. You actually had the world at your fingertips, the look of everything, with the corporate background. You excelled very well, made a lot of strides in corporate America, but you decided to take a risk and step out and work for yourself. What was that pivotal moment for you? I mean, did you always know you were going to transition to work for yourself, or was this evolving, this whole theme of creating your life of your dreams, was that a part of that consciously for you?
Yeah, there are times where we get messages in our life, and I don't want to misconstrue your listeners, right? So some of you on this broadcast that are listening in may be thinking, the only way that I can have a life that I design is by quitting my day job. And what I want you to know is that's not true.
That's right.
The people I work with every day in corporations who love what they do and who are really passionate about their work have figured out how to do what they love in an organization working for somebody else and having a life that they love too. So I just want to say that because I think a lot of times people think the only way that I can create flexibility in my life is by quitting my job and becoming an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. You know, and that's a part of that, of the purpose, you know, of really living your purpose. And everybody can't be an entrepreneur. Everyone is not designed to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, that's really what it's all about, doing your purpose. And that's been what we've been focusing on here at Wealthy Sisters. You know, even some of my mentees, I share with them, you know, don't chase that money. Our age and generation, you better get a job that's going to take care of your home. You can work, you know, you might have life. You do that later. You can fall back on that. But who's paying? You know, and really that's not a great formula, because at the end you can have all the money, but if you're miserable and you're not doing what you want to do, it may be another job in another setting that's more along your purpose. So, yes, I'm glad you made that distinction there.
Yeah, so for me, in 2006, as an only child, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, which she beat, and she died unexpectedly, so that was not her cause of death. And in the midst of that, my father had a stroke, and I was living 1,500 miles away from them, and at that point realized, you know, I had two people who meant the world to me. I was single, living in a community where there weren't many people who looked like us, and my social life was suffering greatly. So this was long before I met my husband. And so I just decided in 06 that no longer was it going to work for me personally to be living that far away. So I quit my job and came back to metropolitan Detroit at the time, and got busy figuring out that what I had wanted to be doing, which was coaching, and I had been coaching in organizations, that I wanted to do that externally. And so for almost the last 8 years now, I've been working in organizations and corporations as a result. But the impetus for that never was that I was going to run my own business. I thought when I started work for one of the largest consumer goods companies in the world, that I'd be there forever, that I would, you know, I'd be a victim of the golden handcuffs, get my golden watch at the end and retire.
Right.
And so it was never my intention, nor did I necessarily foresee what has wound up coming to me in my life. And I feel richly blessed to be able to really support people at all levels of life, whether they choose the entrepreneurial path or whether they choose to have a fabulous career in an organization, whether that be a healthcare organization as a doctor or a business professional, to really create a life that has meaning for them. Because all too often, it doesn't matter if you decide you're going to go the entrepreneurial route, because how many entrepreneurs do you know who say they feel handcuffed by their business? They went into business for more flexibility and freedom, and what they really did was design themselves a job They don't
right.
own a
well,
business.
They're self-employed and not a business
exactly.
owner. You know, business
exactly.
owner has the residual and the team in place, but they don't have to be tied to it. Self-employed means you have to do, you've got to make it happen. If you don't
That's
do
right.
it, you don't eat. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
And more often than not, most of us who take the entrepreneurial path, whether we have a brick-and-mortar facility or we go into
mm-hmm.
some sort of service business that we're running outside of our homes, we
mm-hmm.
are managing that process as a self-employed person. And so ultimately,
mm-hmm.
you've got to get to the place where you're clear whether you're going to own a job, work for somebody else, or work for yourself, that you don't wind up in the place where you turn around one day and say, to the point you made earlier, I feel unfulfilled. I'm not
right.
happy in this job, and my life lacks the meaning and contribution and joy that I want. And regardless
right.
of what you do, you have the right to have that sense of meaning, contribution, and joy. And so the work that I do with people every day and what the book is about really celebrating yourself, first and foremost. There's a whole chapter on rewarding the journey. And then secondarily, really leaning into taking the designed action necessary to create what you want for your future.
And just as those who've just tuned in, you know, we are here live on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Our special guest that you hear on with us today is Cornelia Shipley. She is an executive coach and the author of Design Your Life, How to Create a Meaningful Life, Advance Your Career, and Live Your Dreams. And that's our subject here on today's show, how we can really create, or can we really create, our life of our dreams. And Cornelia is living proof that, yes, we can do that. And you can find out more information about her from WealthySistersRadio.com. Just click there on our featured guest. And also be able to get that book that's coming out real soon. So what we want to do now, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Cornelia, I really want you to tell us, you know, what if a person's right now, they're listening to us, and they, you know, they may be at a point where they're not sure. They're not unhappy, but it's something else that they know they want to do. Can you help that person, give them the steps on what we would need to do, or what they would need to do to really create the life that they want? Because you said that, you know, you really didn't plan on it, but you kind of saw it happening. I guess did it kind of evolve for you as you were going along, and then you were able to put it to pen?
Well, I think I got really clear, and I invite your listeners to get really clear about
mm-hmm.
their intention for their life. Right, back to what
mm-hmm.
you said about purpose. What are
mm-hmm.
the, and not about the what. Well, let me say it this way. Our job, because I want to make sure I'm really, really clear, our job is the what, not the how. And what I mean by that
right.
is just about what you want to experience in your life. You want to experience contribution, joy, meaning, value, respect, whatever that list of things is. And get clear about the things that you really do enjoy doing. And then
right.
The
well,
opening.
We want you to hold that thought. We're going to take this break, and we
okay.
want you to share more when we come back about how we can actually do that. You are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Radio Show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Radio Show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Radio Show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
This is Aurelia Mitchell Durant, and this is the Wealthy Sisters Media Group radio show legal segment. Today I'm going to talk about how to use images without violating copyright laws. A copyright is the right to reproduce and make copies of a particular image. The interesting nuance in copyright law is that the copyright rests with the creator of the image. So that means that if I hire an artist to draw a picture of me and it's my intention to distribute copies, I have to get a release and license from that artist so that I can be able to use it for my specified purpose. Now, on the internet, you see images are being circulated or they're being used in blog posts. Now, copyright violations are pretty significant and they're pretty severe. It can be up to $150,000 per image. So it's important to have a handle on how not to violate copyright laws. And there are ways that you can do that or at least mitigate the instance that you would violate the law. The first one is more obvious. It's to ask for permission before you use an image. On most websites, there should be a privacy statement at the bottom that gives instructions on what to do if you're on the website and you want to use some of the content that's on the website. That's important to have because it gives people instructions on who to call and what the rules are with respect to the content that's on the website. The second is to give proper credit to the creator, and that's where you would copy the URL and embed it in the post as a link back to their website where you got the original content. Not to your website, but back to the original website where the content came from originally. The other way is to understand fair use and copyright. Now, there are some elements that do evoke fair use, and that means that if it's being used for nonprofit educational purpose and it's not being used for a commercial purpose, meaning that you're not selling the content, then you might be able to fall under the fair use clause. But it depends on the nature of the copyrighted work and how much of the copyrighted work you do take to use on the particular website. The other way is that you can use images that have a Creative Commons license. And that's something that you can look on the internet and find images that are part of Creative Commons, which allow you to be able to use it with the permission of the owner. And the final way is to purchase the image, meaning that you can go to a site like iStock or iPhoto or Getty Images and actually purchase the images. And when you purchase the image, you'll also get a license agreement from the creator of the image that gives you permission to be able to use that particular content. So copyright law is there to protect people from people infringing on them and taking their content without their permission. So it's important as a business owner, whether you operate a blog or whether you just have images on your website, it's important to understand how to use images without violating copyright laws. This has been Aurelia Mitchell Durant Esquire, and this is the Wealthy Sisters Media Group radio show legal segment. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you so much, Aurelia, for that great information. Wow, I tell you, especially today with all of the blog posts, we can just Google and find those images. We definitely want to thank you for sharing that information there, Aurelia. So we're back here, just having a little technical difficulty, but it is okay. We're still happy, excited that we are celebrating our fifth-year anniversary here on the Wealthy Sisters Radio, and just so proud to remind you of one of our leading partners, Audible.com. They are the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever, wherever, however you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. Make sure you put that Wealthy Sisters on there, audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters, so that you can get your free book right away. And our special guest here is Miss Cornelia Shipley. And Cornelia has been sharing some great information with us about how we can actually design our lives. So we want to get back into that. You were sharing with us, Cornelia, about having our audience to take that time to get clear about what it is we want.
That's right. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you've got to really clarify what are the things you want to be experiencing in your life? How do you want to be feeling? And mm-hmm. then as part of that process, I always recommend to people that they clear their past. Right, and I have a special gift for you and your listeners to help them do that. Okay. I'll share with you in a minute. But you really want to get clear about what are the messages that you received over the course of your life about mm-hmm. you, about what you were, mm-hmm. what you were, what you could accomplish, you know, the images that you have of yourself that may be true, and more importantly, the images of you have that you have of yourself that aren't true. And then from there, you want to write a new story, right? So if you've been told or you got messaging that you were never good enough, or the one I love around money, people think that wealthy people are stingy or wealthy people are mean, right? So if you walk around with that image about wealth, how are you going to want to be a wealthy person? You're not, mm-hmm. because you don't want to be mm-hmm. mean and stingy and greedy and all of the other negative terms that our culture in America has ascribed to that. So it's about mm-hmm. getting clear about what that story is, what are the values that you're ascribing to what you desire. Because if you really mm-hmm. desire being wealthy, but you think that wealthy people are greedy, a piece of you will block, will prevent
yes.
you from stepping into your wealth.
And I want to just kind of hang there for 1 second, just to just not to make you lose your train of thought. But I'm
no,
glad
absolutely.
You brought that up, because that, you know, that is why we named our company Wealthy Sisters Media Group, because we come from the holistic point of view, not just from the financial, but from the spiritual, from the mental, from the physical. You know, it's a holistic point of view, as I said. But let's talk about that consciousness of what we have about wealth. When we do think of that term, we have been inundated through the media,
yep.
through the shows. I mean, you think of George Jefferson. You know, anytime you see anyone wealthy on television, they're either acting crazy, you know, they're rude, obnoxious, like George Jefferson, or, you know, I'm dating myself talking about Dallas with J.R., you know.
Right.
But, you know, they're evil or what have you. But it's a theme throughout. You know, it's always,
yep.
and it's always that poverty theme of an orphan that he lost his parents, and then it, you know, it's from Spider-Man to Batman to Little Annie to all of that, you know. And so the wealth, even the Scrooge, you know, it's just portrayed
mm-hmm.
that way. And when you get around people that really have money, that are wealthy, they don't
right.
even talk about money. They are some of the most giving. I mean,
yep.
if you think about it, how do we have all the scholarships? How do we have all the
right.
philanthropy that we have here? You see hospital wings and all of that. That didn't come
right.
from someone that's greedy. It's not just about them writing it out.
That came from somebody opening up their checkbook.
Yes.
That came from
right.
somebody
exactly.
opening up their checkbook. Yeah.
Right.
I think
mm-hmm.
part of it is that we have stories that have been passed down from generation to generation. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about the African-American community for just a minute, because I know you have a diverse audience, but I'm going to talk
right.
about the African-American community specifically for just a second. When you've come from a community who predominantly has the story of first or second or maybe third generation college student, right?
Right, right.
Who grew up and literally went from slavery to
right.
owning an NBA team, right?
Right.
And Bob Johnson.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
you went from, in a couple of generations, being owned to
right.
owning an NBA team. That
right.
takes a huge mindset shift.
It does.
Which,
and it doesn't
which,
happen in that short a period of time.
Absolutely, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's Bob. If we were to look back over Bob Johnson's, you know, lineage, and I don't know his lineage, so I'm projecting here for a moment.
Right.
But my guess is because he's a U.S. citizen that somebody related to him came over here on a slave ship, and
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
to get from that place in your family
mm-hmm.
from slavery
mm-hmm.
or said another way, from being
mm-hmm.
on welfare right today, where somebody
mm-hmm.
where you're not able, you don't have the financial resources to take care of your family in the way you want to, that starts
mm-hmm.
with a mental mindset shift. Because
mm-hmm.
if you can't
mm-hmm.
you can only earn as much as you believe you're worth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's
we
it.
Drive the kind of car we have, we live in the kind of house we live because that's what we believed we could have. That
that's
is
right.
That is so true. So
that
true.
Is right. I mean, there are people
mm-hmm.
who, you know, not everybody who drives a Mercedes bought it new.
Right.
right? I mean,
right.
so there's, but there's still this perception, oh, if I want to buy a Mercedes, I got to go spend the $60,000. Well, if you
right.
think you're worth a Mercedes, you don't necessarily have to spend the $60,000. You can get the car you want, as an example, if you're smart with your money. So
mm-hmm.
it starts with this mindset, right? You've got to really get clear about what are those stories you were told, and
mm-hmm.
then replace those stories with the truth. The truth
mm-hmm.
is, and I know you're a spiritual woman, the truth is you are fearfully and wonderfully made,
right?
Absolutely. And that,
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not going to say this exactly right, but there's a wonderful scripture that so many of us quote about your father being rich in houses and land.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Walk mm-hmm. in that scripture, right? Be clear that you come mm-hmm. from and that you are entitled to just because you take breath, you know, mm-hmm. all of the abundance in the universe. God's universal mm-hmm. law says it's about abundance. It's not about mm-hmm. lack. And so you've got to mm-hmm. begin to shift your mindset to say, okay, I believe that I'm worth it. And that takes day to day when a negative self-talk shows up to say,
right.
nope, that's not the truth, and to replace right. it with what you know to be true.
And see,
whether
that's
that
where
is your
that's
faith
what we talk about that. That's right. That's right. That's right. And I want to say that. I want to add that to that, just to piggyback off what you're saying, and to state our purpose. That's why we do what we do here at Wealthy Sisters Media Group. When I say we promote positive people and we're connecting people with business, music, and stories, that is encouraging people to stay plugged in to this resource. Right.
This is a resource
right.
for you. You can't do it without listening to these conversations that we have, the guests like yourself that we have on this show, to hear the great information that you're sharing. When you're trying to do it by yourself, that's when it's difficult. You've got to dump what you have, yes, in your mind, but you can't do it if you're not depositing something there. And so I really have to put that disclaimer in there as to that's why we do what we do, you know, to tune in. Go back, listen to our library, WealthySistersRadio.com. That's why, you know, exactly for what you're saying there, Cornelia. Go ahead. Yeah. And then, you know, at the end of the day, there are too many of us who haven't
mm-hmm.
figured out what we want to say yes to. Right?
Mm.
So how many times have you as a woman been told you just need to learn to say no?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're a workaholic. You just need to learn to say no. I would argue that you don't need to learn to say no. You need to decide what you want to say yes to.
And, you know,
right?
I almost said, when you said that, I almost said or say no to, because that's what, you know, we're being told. You got to learn how to say no. You don't say no enough. But I love
that shift
in the thinking.
Here's the thing. We don't, right, we don't say yes to what we really want.
Right.
So what happens is, and I work with my female clients around this issue all of the time
mm-hmm.
because we as women have this issue,
mm-hmm.
this people-pleasing issue, right? We want to make
mm-hmm.
everybody happy. And so once we can get clear around our story, right, once we get the noise out of our head, then we
mm-hmm.
have to clarify what are we choosing? What are we going to say yes to? And so I work
mm-hmm.
with my clients around creating their say yes standards. Under
mm-hmm.
what condition will you say yes? And then it's really
mm-hmm.
easy. If it doesn't meet
mm-hmm.
that condition, it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me, you know, my father is now a widower, right? So he's at the top of that list next to my husband. My husband's, you know, my family, right, which is my husband
right.
and my father, are at the top
right.
of that list. So if it involves
right.
them, my answer is yes. And if
right.
if you offer me something and it's going to conflict with something that I need to do for them, it's really easy. My answer is no.
It's not even a question about it. Yes.
Exactly, because I'm clear
you're not
about what I want to say
yes to. You're not concerned
with
what others going to think or anything.
Right.
It's just
absolutely.
Simple as that. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So you've got
right.
to take the time. You have to be willing to sit down and actually say, what are the things that matter most to me? What are the things
mm-hmm.
I want to say yes to? And if, as
mm-hmm.
a person who says, I love my career, I work for, you know, Turner Broadcasting, since I'm in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
right? I work for Turner Broadcasting as a producer
mm-hmm.
for the Have and Have Nots. I know that's on the OWN network, but whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love
mm-hmm.
my job. I love
mm-hmm.
the job
mm-hmm.
that I have. And so if it saying yes to leaving isn't something I want to do because I love my job. So then it's about, okay, great, so how do I make this job work for me, right?
Mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
do I need to do if I'm not going to choose to own a business and I'm going to choose to stay in this job and have it work for me, how do I do that? Well, the first
mm-hmm.
thing you've got to do is you've got to design a brand that's going to support you. You have to have a personal brand, and a brand as a professional that supports you. And what I mean when I say that is it sets you up for success in the role and creates possibility for you to negotiate flexibility when you need it.
Okay, and I'm glad you made that, you know, gave us the definition there, because brand is something that we talk about and you hear about often. What do you mean by you've got a brand? What is a brand?
Here, to me, it's your reputation. Period. People put all kinds of wording around it. It's your your reputation. It's the conversation that happens about you when you're not in the room. Here's. People say, well, how do I manage that? How do I create a brand? How do I manage that? Well, there are three ways that people wind up saying something about you. It's based on what you say, what you do, and what other people say about what you said and did, period. Think about it. I don't care if it's if it's an experience with something you've purchased or if it's an experience with a person. You're going to have an opinion about that. And so if your Nike shoes feel great, you'll tell people that. If you hate them, you will tell people that. What Nike controls is their manufacturing process. And if they get that right, more often than not, people are going to say great things about their shoes. The same thing is true for you as a person. If you get your what you say and what you do and you leave people feeling good about you and the experience that they had with you, they will walk away wanting to support whatever you need. So I have clients who I work with who get to the point in their career where they need what corporations call a flexible work arrangement, right, where they're not necessarily in the office every day. And so my clients who have successfully created a strong personal reputation and brand for themselves have a much easier time making the business case that flexible work arrangement than my clients who haven't. And so we first work on cleaning up their bad brand so that then they can go in and negotiate for what they need. So,
let's stop right there for one moment, if you will. You know, if you're just tuning in, we're celebrating here on Wealthy Sisters Radio our anniversary, 5 years, and we owe it all to you. Thank you so much. I mean, I can't say thank you enough. I'm so excited, Cornelia. I really am. But and our very special guest is Cornelia Shipley. And I want you to talk to us, Cornelia. Tell us maybe like two, three things that we could do to correct our imaging or to save or salvage our brand, because, you know, life happens. Things happen.
And so
what does a person do? I mean, they've had maybe made a poor business decision or misjudgment on partnership or anything in the career, what have you. What are maybe three simple things an individual can do to recover from that?
I think the biggest thing you can do is, first of all, own your mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, apologize. And third of all, behave differently. Right? So you've got to be willing to really see that you messed up. Because all too often, especially in organizations, when stuff happens or people miscommunicate, they won't recognize that they've done something wrong. It winds up being in what we refer to as their blind spot. So you've got to be able to be with the feedback that you're receiving and then take responsibility and apologize. And I don't mean the half-hearted, oh, I'm sorry. I mean really sincerely apologize to the person and then commit to doing something different. Commit to behaving in ways that are different. What did Maya Angelou say? When you know better, you do better.
You do better,
so
right, absolutely.
It's not enough to, first of all, part of the reason so many people have a bad brand and continue to behave badly is because they don't know better. The other reason that they continue to do it is because they don't know how to do better. So if you haven't cleared your story, if you have been, you know, in the habit of snapping at people, or you've been in the habit of being disrespectful, or you've been in the habit of fill in the blank, you've got to now teach yourself a new habit. That takes work. And all too often, most of us don't want to do the work.
Yes.
We just don't want to.
It does.
It's easier See, we get to the point where the pain of remaining the same has not yet outweighed the fear of being different.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's that old thing about the dog on the nail, you know, the hound dog, you know. Why a neighbor asked, why is your dog on that howling over there on that nail? You know, why is he howling so? Why don't he just whine, stop whining and just get up? And, you know, he said, hey, it's not hurting him enough. The pain is not deep
enough.
When it is, he'll get up. Right.
When it is, he'll get up. That's right.
That's right.
Sometimes we want to get up, but we don't know how to, or we're too afraid to, because what happens when you get up is that your life is going to be different. I'm very clear that the life that I live today is dramatically different than the life I had when I worked in corporations. And you've got to be ready for that change and to be okay and to trust yourself. Here's the thing. So many people, and I work with clients around this all of the time, if you're going to design a life that you love to live and live it powerfully, you've got to get to the place where you trust yourself. And part of that is honoring the commitments you make to you. So, Debbie, I know that you are a what I will describe, you might describe, not describe yourself this way, but I would describe as a very thin woman, right? If you go look at the pictures on social media, you are not the average size of an American woman in the United States. Well, here's what I will say for those of us who might be fuller figured, myself included in that group, you know, at the end of the day, when you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to go work out, and you don't, you've just taught yourself that you can't be trusted with you. And if you can't be trusted with you, you show up in the world in ways that say you can't be trusted. Because you don't trust you.
Right.
And we know that success in life happens because people do business with people they know, people they like, and people that they trust.
So if
you don't trust you and you're teaching the world not to trust you, it's going to be hard for you to be successful.
Right. And it's work. Like you said, I mean, it's work. I put in the work. I do. I go to the gym 5 days a week every morning. You know, it is work. And that's a great analogy there. It really is. And when you don't put in the work, and I can see that now. I can realize that now, being older, in my 40s, about to hit the other side of 45 soon. You know, it's you can see, I can see why it is imperative for you to, those little things, the little things begin to add up. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say is accumulation of time that will only give you the view of really seeing, you know. And it's hard to understand that today because we live in the microwave age. We do. You know, everything is fast. And but as I say all the time here, we cannot cheat the process. And I'm not just saying that just to say that. I'm speaking to myself. I mean, you want stuff, I want it right now too.
Absolutely. So I would say to the listeners today, the biggest thing that you can do to start to clean up your brand is to start to trust yourself and to teach yourself that you can be trusted by honoring the commitment you make to you first.
And then
by honoring the commitment that you make to other people so that you have an experience of yourself and people have the experience of you being in integrity, how you define it. Okay? And that's really important, that you have to walk in integrity how you define it, because it's not about you living up to somebody else's standards. It's about you living up to your own.
I
had an experience today where I got some feedback that said that I was really super direct, right? Well, I am really direct. And if that's not if that's not something that somebody can deal with, then I might not be the right choice for them. And I'm okay with that. So you've got to get to the point where you're really clear and you're really okay with the boundaries you're creating for your life, where you're going to say yes and where you're going to say no, and what environment best supports you in being your best.
right? Because
right,
not every
right.
corporation, you look at corporate culture, not everybody can survive at Facebook and Google. It might look like a fun place to work, but depending upon how you are in the world, it might not be fun for you.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Not, you know,
that's
some
right.
people some people don't want to slide down on the fun slide to the cafeteria. They don't. That's
right.
not fun for them, right? That's
right.
fun for lots of young people. Not all young people, but lots of them.
Right.
But it may not be fun
right.
for you. So it's really about clarifying for yourself
mm-hmm.
what is the organization and culture that you're going to be able to thrive in, and
mm-hmm.
if you say, I really want to be a senior executive at Google, but all this fun stuff doesn't work for me, then how are you going to get okay with your choice?
Yes,
because you have
yes.
to get okay with choosing. It's a trade-off for me. I'm choosing to engage and be playful because I want to stay at Google and have this great career. It's choice.
Right, right.
And you have to
it's
be willing
choice.
To own your choice. You've got to be
and,
willing
you know,
to own your choice.
I'm so glad you said that. This time has gone by so fast. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that word integrity. And it was a few years ago that I first learned the real definition of integrity, that it has to do with you, your
right.
value system. And
right.
for forever, I was always taught or thought that it had to do with an external value system, but it's your integrity. It's what you
right.
beat to, what's your value. So, Cornelia, thank you so much for starting our month, our celebration month here, 5 years at Wealthy Sisters Media Group and Wealthy Sisters Radio. We appreciate you so much for joining us today. I want to urge all our listeners right now to go to WealthySistersRadio.com, click right there on our featured guest, and you can learn how to reach Cornelia, and also, what date is your book coming out? Is July?
The
what
book
date?
Launches July 18th, and
July 18th.
I told you earlier
uh-huh.
I had a special gift for your listeners, and so
yes,
if they go
yes.
to CorneliaShipley.com/gift, you'll be able to download my workbook on your money-mind connection.
All
and
right.
So
well, I'll put that on the site. We'll make sure that's up on the featured page there, and so that they can get that. Is it a period of time that that'll be available? Because you know we have a large download audience as well that listens.
Oh no, it'll be up for the entire month. So absolutely,
okay.
people can go and download it, and then
uh-huh.
they'll also get all the information about the book, which launches July 18th. So look for
July
it on Amazon.com.
All right. Congratulations, Cornelia. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
Again for joining us, and just continued success to you, girlfriend. You're doing it, and you're doing it
thank
in a wonderful
you.
Way. And thank you for all that you do, you know, to help us as women, to help us as business owners, to help men, to help everyone to be able to create the life of their dreams.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for letting me celebrate your 5th anniversary with you. It has been my
yes.
my absolute honor and privilege, so thank you for that.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, it is our anniversary here, and this month we will be celebrating all month. I want to encourage you to tune in. We've got some hot guests, exciting guests here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. And, you know, we just want to say that we cannot thank you enough, really, because I realized we would not be here without you. You know, it's the list time to download the show as you do every week, to subscribe to us, you know, to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and to stay in contact with us at Wealthy Sisters. We just appreciate you for that. And, you know, at this time in the show, you know, it is that time where we share our thoughts of the week and our thoughts of this week. You know, it's really all about what we were talking about here on the show today with Cornelia, and that's just timing. You know, how important time is. And, you know, time can be your friend or you can have it work against you, you know, but it's really designed to be your friend. And I just want to just encourage everybody, as we talk about our 5th year anniversary and the time that has gone by with that, how fast everything has gone by, I just want to encourage you to remember that the process works, that everything is happening in divine time,
don't try to cheat the process. Just be in the moment, live in that moment, and accept those things at that time. Those things that you feel like you can't change, you know, try not to force it. And I'm telling you this from firsthand experience. You know, trying to force everything makes a big difference. But when you release it and you allow time, like I said, time heals all wounds, it really does. And in time, everything will be revealed to you on what you need to do. So definitely make sure we recognize that. Use time as our friend and recognize that it's working. Everything is divinely planned and it's going to work together. We thank you for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio as we continue to celebrate. Make sure you continue to have a beautiful day. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. See you next week.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters
Deborah Hartnett.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.